Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I have a track for you this morning from the Grim, and we have a special guest today, Bob Odie, guitarist for the Grim. So here we go, Sapien Death March.
With great respect, I regret to inform you, Saipan has fallen. The enemy awaits our surrender. God forgive the sins of war. Forgive me.
Great song, The Grim. All right, well, we have Bob Odie in the studio today. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Candace. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, you know, Grim's a great band, and so many good things are going on with the Grim these days. And I know you have a big show coming up in Las Vegas soon.
Yeah, that's Friday, May 23rd. We're going to be playing at Punk Rock Bowling with Poison Idea, The Freeze, and Race Riot 1959 at the Backstage Bar and Billiards. The show's sold out right now. It's sold out in 1 hour, believe it or not.
I believe it.
Well, we're really excited. We can't wait to play with Poison Idea. We played with them here in Los Angeles, and they're a great band. We're huge fans of theirs. And once again, we get to share the stage with them, so we're really excited about that.
And Punk Rock Bowling, you know, that is something I've always wanted to do, but I've never made it down there yet. And I see that you've written the Punk Rock Survival Guide, or what?
Yeah, let me tell you, it's the Punk Rock Las Vegas Survival Guide, Beer,
That's
Bowling,
it.
And Debauchery, Las Vegas Style. So brand new book, and it's basically, for everybody that's going to Punk Rock Bowling, a book like this will be perfect because it's all about Las Vegas. It's about bowling, all the fun and exciting things that happen in that town. So, yeah, I'm really excited about it. The book just arrived. It's we've got it just printed. It's also out on ebook, and that's available on Amazon right now. But the print version will be released there at Punk Rock Bowling. We're going to have a booth there for the Grim all 3 days at the festival, so drop by and pick up a copy.
Oh, yeah. You know, I saw that you were nominated for the eBook Award.
Yeah, Global eBook Award, if you can believe that. So hopefully
I can, because I read the book quite a while back, and it's fantastic. I mean, just reading the book makes me want to go to Punk Rock Bowling even more, because it tells you everything you need to know about where to go, as far as restaurants and hotels, motels, you know, how to get there. I mean, the research you did is just fantastic.
Ah, thanks. Well, you know, the thing is I've been going since 2006 every single year. And I bowl, and this year we're playing there, and I've played there in the past at the festival. And I have a great time every time. It's just the biggest punk rock party in the world. And it's just amazing. And they take over like 3 hotels there, and they have pool parties and all kinds of shows. I mean, it's just a great time. I couldn't help but write a book about it, you know. And it's just it's really exciting. And it comes, the other thing is I got a lot of bands to participate as well, and they all contributed stickers. So the first 1,000 copies come with a dozen punk rock band stickers.
Oh, isn't that fun? That is really fun. Well,
yeah,
you know,
and I got to highlight a bunch of the different bands that are, you know, that play there or have played there or will play there, and it's just been a lot of fun.
There you go. Yeah, it's always looked like a lot of fun, but your guide really, really lets people know what's happening, where to go, and it's great. And I hope you win the ebook, the Global Ebook Award. That is really cool.
I'm really excited about it. I mean, I didn't expect to, you know, win an award or anything with this book. I really just wanted to put it out and kind of, you know, it promotes all the different bands and the event in itself. But I also wanted to tell people about some of the fun things to do there in Las Vegas. I mean, if you haven't been to Kiss Mini Golf or if you haven't been to the Pinball Hall of Fame, I mean, you really haven't visited Vegas. You might think you have, you know. But there's so much more fun off the strip, you know. Get away from the strip and enjoy all that there is in Las Vegas, you know. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money either.
Well, you know, last time I went to Las Vegas was my honeymoon. And, I spent my honeymoon there in 1974.
Did you do one of those quickie weddings? Because there's a section
no.
in my book about that as well.
Well, we got married in Long Beach at the Pike, at Lafayette's Wedding Chapel. And then we went down to the Pike, and my husband got another tattoo. And we walked around the Pike for a while and had fun and played games. He always won all those games. I always walked away from there with armful of stuffed animals. And then he said, "Come on, baby, I got a treat for you." It was a horrible drive. Oh, my God. It, you know, back in those days, cars didn't have air conditioning. And it was really hot. Oh, it was terrible. But once we got there, we had a lot of fun.
Several times on tour with the Grim, we drove out there in a van with no air conditioning. So I can understand that.
It's hot. It's really, really hot. And that road, there's just nothing there. But, you know, we had a lot of fun and came home completely broke. But, you know,
That's part of it. You know, they don't build those big fancy casinos without a few people losing their shirts. But you
know
you don't have to. You really don't have to spend a lot of money to have fun in Las Vegas. And the book shows everything about that. I mean, really, there's so much to see there, and a lot of it's free. I mean, you know, you can walk around and just see just amazing sights. But also punk rock bowling. I mean, it's you know, it's not overpriced, and it's just a great time. And I definitely urge you to go to punk rock bowling this year because you will kick yourself for not having gone previously.
Las Vegas has really changed since I was there. I mean, wow, I was like barely 18. And now I did drive through there a few years back, maybe about 10 years ago or so. I drove through there. I was going to Kansas City or somewhere. I don't know. Yeah, I was on my way back, and I thought I'd come down through Nevada. And I just kept going and went through Las Vegas somehow. I don't know why, but anyway.
We've all got some of those memories. But you
those
know,
weird
the
road
last-
trips, yeah. But I was amazed.
The last few years have been much better, yeah.
Yeah, I was amazed at all the buildings and everything, and it's like I would feel so completely lost without your punk rock survival guide, man. It's like, yeah, totally, dude. There's, like, everywhere to go and things to see because, You know, it's very overwhelming now.
Yeah, I agree. And a lot of people do get overwhelmed there. But, you know, that's another thing is you need to find a little bit of time for yourself. You know, hang out by the pool for a little while, take some time to do that. And, you know, like the Golden Nugget's got this amazing pool with a shark tank, and a slide goes through the shark tank, and it's just
unbelievably refreshing. Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Sure. You go to the Tropicana, and they've got this garden with all these wild, all these animals there, and the fish and the turtles, and it's like, you know, you get all these opposites there. So, you know, yeah, it can be all hustle and bustle and have shows and things like that, but then, you know, you want to get away for a little while and just kind of, you know, mellow out a little bit too. So, yeah, that's what
there
I think makes a good balanced trip.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Well, I have another track here to play. If you will stay tuned, Bob, don't go anywhere. I'm going to play a quick track,
absolutely,
and I'll be right back. This is from Ill Repute. They've gotten a lot of recognition lately.
From the city of Port Hueneme.
Yes, they did. That is so awesome. I can't believe that. I mean, really?
I mean, who would have ever thought, you know? I mean, they were brought down there. They had the mayor and all the people there. I mean, it's just amazing. They, you know, but they're considered, you know, that's their town, man. They just, they own it.
Nardcore. That is just the ultimate, you know, to actually get recognized for you know, punk rock music. Punk rock has come such a long way, you know.
It really has. Who would have ever thought? I would have loved to have been down there that day just to see the look on everybody's faces.
I know, that would have been priceless. Well, Bob, we're out of time for today. I would like to thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
If people are interested in getting a copy of your punk rock Las Vegas, let's see if I get this right, Punk Rock Bowling Las Vegas Survival Guide.
No, Punk Rock Guide. Las Vegas Survival Guide, yeah.
It's
available
on sale at Amazon.com. And what's the price?
Well, the ebook is $2.99, and the print copy
$2.99, what a deal. I mean, come on, people. Get on down there and get yourself a copy. You won't be sorry.
That's right. The print book will be $9.95, and that's available at Punk Rock Bowling.
Oh, that is so cool. We're going to have to get a Grim bowling ball with the Grim logo on it. That would be like
I love that
cool
idea.
All right, well, it was good to have you on, Bob. Take care and party or go home. See you next time.
Deep Piazza Sports Bar and Gay Single Bus.